Thanks for downloading the Overdrive podcast. If you're on Instagram, make sure you follow us at TSN1050. If you're not, sign up and follow us, even if it's the only account that you follow. Because if you're a big fan of the show, you've got to know what's going on behind the scenes. On Instagram, at TSN1050.
Zaitsev's wrist shot deflected right on the door! Willie Nylander! Hainsey keeps it in. Tried to get it in front of the net. The backhand scores! Mitchell Marner!
Come out and play. Let's get after them. It's way more fun playing and living life with your foot on the gas.
This is Overdrive on TSN 1050, the official playoff voice of the Leafs.
Here we go, Noodles. Final hour before it is go time in the city of Toronto. We're about an hour and a half away from puck drop down in Boston. Leafs Bruins tonight, Game 7. You can hear it right here on TSN 1050. Pre-game in an hour. You got Raptors Wizards Game 5 at the ACC. Blue Jays Red Sox tonight down at the Rogers Center. TFC down in Mexico looking to win their first ever Champions League. It's going to be an incredible night.
Yeah, it's going to be.
It's going to be a great night.
I think they're in situations like this, pizza delivery. These
huge.
Guys are making huge bucks.
I was talking to a woman in my neighborhood. She's got a smoothie shop, and yeah. I went there earlier today, and I pop in. It's a great spot. And I don't think she's a big sports fan.
Right.
Like, we've had conversations over the past couple of years, and she'll ask me what I do, and I told her, and she's like, oh, that's pretty cool, that's exciting. And then I'd see her, like, 2 weeks later, and she's like, sorry, where is it again? Like,
yeah.
I tuned in, but it was news talk, it wasn't you guys.
Yeah.
And I'm like, we're TSN 1050, check it out. And even she was like, tonight is a pizza night, because I'm watching the game, my husband's a diehard, he can't wait for the game tonight.
I may have to order pizza tonight, too.
I think it's a must. I mean, you got to relax. You got to find a rhythm if you're a fan.
Yeah.
And we've been talking about different fans and the fan experience all week and certainly leading up to the game tonight. And you kind of goof on the idea of a fan being overly superstitious.
I do, because I've witnessed it. Like, I'm in this building as much as anybody, and especially at night. I work with different characters. A lot of them Leafs fans, or a lot of them have their random fans. One guy I worked with was the biggest Seattle Seahawks fan you've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
So we would have a show Sunday night, and they'd be like, where's that guy? Oh, he's not in. Took the day off, because he can't watch the game with anybody else in the building. Apparently, he had roommates. I don't know if he does. He would stay in his room, watch it on his private TV, and they would hear him, like, throwing things around if, like, all hell was
breaking.
Which
is totally insane, but I can reason with that. I understand it as a fan. Like, this is why sports fans, we're nerdy, we're crazy, we're lunatics. Like,
right.
Sports fans are always like, look at this guy, a diehard Lord of the Rings fan, dressing up as Gandalf and going to the game. I'm like, dude, you have face paint on, a Leaf jersey on, and whatever happens tonight is going to swing your mood in such a different direction. Like,
right.
We're just as crazy and nerdy as every other fan of whatever they're a fan of.
Yeah.
And it's a beautiful thing.
I grew up not loving a team, but loving players.
Which I find hard to believe. I know you've said that many times.
How
do you grow up in Edmonton in the 80s and you're not an Oilers fan? Do you know how wasted of an opportunity that is?
Because I was a Grant Fuhr fan. I was a Billy Ranford fan. I was
Eddie Mio.
I was Eddie Mio fan. But I had my favorite goalies on other teams. Mike Liut. You know, you look around, like Mike Palmatier. I've never met the guy. I actually live in Toronto. I want to meet him someday.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind meeting him.
But
apparently,
like,
you think I look like Mike Palmatier.
The doppelganger for you. No.
Mikey Palmatier.
All I'm saying is that I had favorite players, and I wanted to see them have success. Yeah, if their team won, I don't know how it came about that way, but I actually think it's better for my job, and because I can try and be objective and I don't get swayed too often. I get caught up in emotion. Don't get me wrong. Like, tonight is an emotional night for two fan bases. I love it. I get excited. Like, great plays, great saves, individual bad penalties. Like, I'll be right
on the edge of your seat.
Absolutely.
No, I can't.
But if a goal goes in, I don't jump up and high five anybody regardless, because I'm like, oh, good goal or bad goal or whatever. And tonight I'll be sitting with, I know for a fact, the people that I work with tonight, there was one diehard Bruins fan, and there's one at least diehard Leaf fan.
There's a guy at TSN that's a diehard Bruin fan?
Yeah, there is.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah. But I mean,
Well, that's fine. He's entitled to
he's
that.
He's entitled to that. Like, that's the thing. Like, but there are random things. I mean, there are. I work with guys here that are huge Habs fans. You know, I grew up in Edmonton. There are a lot of my buddies are Oilers fans, or I played for Calgary. I know. Like, you're right. The passion from a fan base. People are allowed to do that. All I do is goof on the over the top situation, the Joe from the Bridges, where it, like, he's I've got to wear my lucky sweater tonight, they're going to win. Like,
well, how's this for one?
Okay,
I wouldn't say this is a superstition, but it is a good omen. Okay, Colton from North York sent this text in to 105050, and he claims he's told me this before. I don't remember it. I feel like I would have remembered this story. He said he tweeted this into me before, and it's a true story. His ex-girlfriend cheated on him with his best friend before Game 7 of 2013.
Right.
He said, I have not been cheated on today, so it must be a good omen. I think that's a great point.
Does he have a girlfriend?
I'm assuming he's got a girlfriend or a wife. And as far as he knows, that girlfriend and or wife, keeping things clean and on the up and up. So good for you, Colton.
Well, good for you, Colton.
And good for you, girlfriend.
You're dating somebody who's not an idiot. You know,
but I hope you're not friends with that best friend, because that ain't no best friend.
Yeah,
buddy.
That's
a shame.
Fireable offense.
That's a fireable offense. Yeah. But I'll buy into that good omen.
No, I don't buy into it.
I buy into that 100%, because if you got cheated, imagine that. If you were a diehard Leaf fan, you found out day of Game 7 that your girl did that to you, and then you're subjected to 4-1 lead, and they choke it away and lose in overtime.
That's a rough night.
I think today you're on edge that maybe your current girlfriend could do something stupid.
Yeah, but
apparently it hasn't happened.
Why should she have to pay for somebody's jackass that you dated 5 years
ago? You're not going to lock her up in the basement or something like that, so she can't do it. You obviously have to have faith, and he has faith.
Yeah, I this is a real stretch. What's his name, Colton?
Colton from
real
North
stretch
York.
On that.
I mean, like
I hope that he's all right. And
I think he's good. Psychologically, he's ready to go for the game.
That one's a bit of a stretch. Like, somebody just sent me a note saying I will be sitting in the same seat with the same shirt I was wearing in games 5 and 6.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's good. You know, I mean,
hey, do whatever you got to do.
The thing is,
man,
is like, all I'm saying is, like, Austin Matthews gets the puck in the slot tonight. He's not going, you know what? I hope that
Joe from the Bridge
is sitting at his spot on the couch,
yeah,
because I'm going to bury this. If not, if he's, you know, gone to the bathroom for a quick, you know, quick leak,
I'm putting this out the post.
I'm firing it over the net. Like, that's the truth. We get invested in it, and I respect it, and I think it's great, but I also think that people, maybe it's vibes. They want to send
positive
vibes.
I think that's what it is. I don't think it's that you actually believe that the game itself is going to be factored into.
But I think there are people that actually believe that.
I don't think so. I don't think. Like, it's just like, you know, mentioning a no-hitter by a broadcaster. Do you really believe that's what jinxed it? Or is it that you're just so disappointed that it came to an end, so you have to blame it on somebody else?
I will say this.
Like, you guys with your Boston Bruins predictions in the first round, that doesn't mean anything.
Boston's not listening going, okay, Noodle said
no,
that we're going to
win. And neither are the Maple Leafs. It really doesn't matter what our predictions are.
That's my point, and that's why I don't like making them. When I call games, Gord Miller actually brings this point up. He will use the word shutout during a game.
Just to get it out there.
I never do.
See, look at you.
Here's why.
You're superstitious.
No, for the fan base listening.
Not to rattle their cage, you
people
mean
that are listening to me talk about their team. So if I called 6 Leaf games this year and whatever, 30 Ottawa games and 10 Winnipeg games. And there were times where the goalie had a shutout going. I didn't say it because the last thing I need is blowback from a fan who wants to believe that that is
looking
luck
for a scapegoat.
So Gord will say, you know what, Frederick Anderson or Craig Anderson's got a shutout going with 5 minutes left. And I'll be like, Gord, you know I'm not going
don't
there.
Do
and he's
it,
like,
man.
Yo, Jamie, are you going to step on a crack and break your mother's back? Like, he has all these sayings.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently it wasn't, I don't know if it was a Leaf broadcast, but Ray and Gord
they did,
talking
I remember
about
that. They were talking about, it might have been a shutout.
Yeah.
And it ended pretty quickly.
It ended and people were like, it doesn't happen. What I try
that
and do is show that fan base respect that, like, hey, I'm not going to say it. Or that goaltender, like, it, I have no effect on it. Like, that's why if I called, you know, 30 Leaf games, I don't get a ring. I shouldn't get a ring.
That's what we're talking about in the previous hour, but I hear you.
It's fandom rolled into certain levels, And then there's people that we all know that have another level of crazy.
Of craziness that can't handle the swing of emotions.
Exactly.
And tonight is the best example of it because we haven't had a Game 7 featuring the Maple Leafs in 5 years, and we know the way that one played out. And how many times do you get the spotlight the way the Leafs do? The only game in the league tonight, the only meaningful game around the world tonight, is Leafs-Bruins in Boston, Game 7. And I mentioned this out of the gate today. Nikolai Borshevsky scored in Game 7 back in 93.
Yeah.
That was 25 years ago. His name still rings out. Now, he's not on Legends Row.
Right.
He's not Gilmore, Wendell, Potvin, Burns, Andrechuk, like the main pieces of that team.
Right.
But that moment sticks out more than any other moment I can think of. Even though they won the second round and went maybe the high stick in Game 6, maybe Gretzky going off in Game 7 of the third round.
Harry Frazier, that.
But that, like, someone gets to be a hero tonight. Someone gets to be a hero. And I don't know if it'll be a Maple Leaf. I don't know if it'll be a Bruin. And I can't predict, based on what's happened through six games, how the game's going to play out tonight.
Right.
Because every game has been so different. Like, I don't know if there's a better chance at a high-scoring game or a low-scoring game. Lots of penalties, no penalties.
Where do you think the Leafs would be better off on? A high scoring game or a low scoring game?
I would say that's a good question.
Because I thought about this and I was thinking about this morning at the gym.
I think they would be more comfortable in a higher scoring game.
I think high scoring because that means, let's be honest. Their formula for success this year has been high octane.
Yes.
Risk reward. Yeah, they give some chances up, but they got a good goaltender. So it's kind of like, hey, you know what? We'll give up chances, but you're going to give up chances because we're going to be skating and we're going to be moving the puck around. We'll get five. We're going to try and outscore anything. So
I think they would be more comfortable. I think their big boys would feel like they're more invested in the game because you would assume if it's like a 5-4 game, Matthews, Marner, Nylander are doing that. Yet, at the same time, I think everyone would agree this game more than likely will be determined by either Freddie Anderson or Tuukka Rask. Like at some point, those two guys are going to factor in,
right,
either on the positive side or the negative side. Like I can't picture now, it could happen again, like we just said, going into a Game 7, anything can happen. I can't picture a 1-0 overtime game tonight, where both guys stand on their heads, make 55 stops, and somehow one gets in.
Right.
Even though they're capable of that, they're both very good, I just have too much respect and time for the offensive abilities of both teams.
Right.
You know, like the Leafs can score. Both the Leafs and the Bruins were top five offensive teams in the league.
Their statistical breakdowns, they were both very high.
Yes, they both have a lot of talent and can score and can break
that's
a game open.
I think it's going to be a great game. Actually, I want to respond. This guy wrote, what's the difference between fan and player superstitions? If you think one is stupid, then they both are. No, the player actually plays. The fan is eating a pizza on their couch.
Right.
So the player actually contributes to the win or loss. The fan doesn't. That's the truth.
Yeah.
This guy's challenging me, going, no, they're both stupid. Or
well,
you think they're both. No, they're not.
One
player actually, like, The key word is player.
And it makes him feel comfortable going through that routine. Now, maybe the point he's making is because he picked up his fork first at 12:30, isn't going to affect what he does in overtime that night.
Yeah, those are over the top, those superstitions. Routine, going to bed at 2 o'clock on a game day because he wants sleep, that's because he's preparing for the game. And he actually is going to have a say in the outcome that night.
Right.
Not a guy who's, you know, can't take a leak on the couch on the right, sitting on the right side 30 minutes before the game, because last time that happened, they scored
diaper
first,
guy.
Yeah.
Diaper
Those problems
guy.
Came when the 2 o'clock was on the wrong side of it in the morning coming home.
A.M. Six beer and, and asleep at 2.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
The old dog back. Bob McKenzie in studio. The Hockey Insider brought to you by Finance.
How are you and Boss? You holding up all right?
I'm holding up, man. I'm looking forward to the game tonight. Are you looking forward to the game tonight?
Yeah, it should be fun. Game 7's always fun.
Right.
Especially when you don't have a rooting interest. It's even better.
Why would that be the case?
He doesn't cheer for any team.
Because you just watch the game.
I know that, but how could it be more fun to not have skin in the game?
This guy sat and watched the Olympics and Canada won and he just went like this.
But then he broke it down. He broke it down after.
I understand
that. I lean more towards that because I just want.
Yeah, but you're right. Being a fan's great, but I mean, there's a lot of angst involved. I understand that. And it can be a lot of happiness if your team's going well. But if the team's going poorly, I mean, it's the old, you're right, the skin in the game thing makes you either really happy or really upset. But it makes you feel emotion.
It's going to swing tonight.
And I won't feel emotion. I'll be feeling emotion when I'm looking at the score of the Kitchener Ranger Sault Ste. Marie Greyhound playoff game tonight. Ooh. With Sault Ste. Marie up 2-1 with game 4 in Kitchener tonight, because my son's the GM of the Kitchener Rangers and I like to see him be successful. So that part I'm nervous about. I can be a fan there.
Yeah, that
I don't
makes
have to break that
sense.
Game down.
That Sault team's supposed to be unbelievable.
They're a very good team. Very good team. Best team in Canada all season long. So
right. Well,
you can always slay the dragon, Bobby. You never know.
Never know.
They got one. It's 2-1.
It's why they play the games.
So, you know, we've talked about this leading up to every game outside of game one where we weren't really sure what to expect or we didn't have another game to base our future opinion on. Do you throw everything out for game 7 or do you use
I throw
the first
it right
six
out the window.
Or?
And I know, listen, if you're the Leaf fans, you don't want to throw anything out the window because they've won the last two games. Plekanec's line has handled Bergeron's line. Anderson's been better than Rask. So there's nothing that you want to throw out. You like the result, you like the way it's happening. So you're going to say, "Oh yeah, there's carryover for sure. There momentum carries over. Absolutely there does." Except if that were the case, then the Leafs would have been dead in the water in Game 3 and Game 4 because they were so hopelessly out of it for Game 1 and Game 2. So I've said this a million times. We've had so many great coaches come through TSN studios over the years, sit on panels. Mike Babcock, John Tortorella, Peter Laviolette, Paul Maurice, Joel Quenneville. You go up and down the best coaches, and they've all been here. And they all told me the exact same thing, especially in playoffs. There is no momentum from game to game. You are master of your own fate when the game starts. More so in playoffs than any, you have a chance to reverse what's gone wrong or not be assured that what's gone right is just going to go right for you because you happen to do it the last two games. It all happens on the ice. So I take everything that's happened in this series and I pitch it out. Now, you know, first 10 minutes could really... if it reinforces everything that happened before, then yes, then what's happened in the past starts to become a factor, but it must happen tonight, and it doesn't happen just by throwing your sticks on the ice.
Well, the Leafs haven't had fun in this building. I mean, the first two games were terrible, and game 5, they hung on for dear life in the third.
They hung on for dear life, but they dominated the first half of the game, and part of the reason they got dominated the second half of the game was because they got a parade to the penalty box. Now, depending who you talk to, that was either the referee's fault or maybe the Leafs needed to be more disciplined. But they did what they had to win that hockey game. And at the end of the day, you don't have to apologize for winning games in the playoffs.
Well, the officiating conversation is an interesting one because we focused on the players all day and they all say the same thing. And a lot of it's cliched. We're going to treat it like it's any other game. We can't get too amped up. What about from the official standpoint and specifically from the league? Have you ever been of the impression that they've told officials going into Game 7, like, we don't want to see 6-1 again because we're going to have a riot on our hands. Like, you can't do that in Game 7.
I don't think anyone would ever say that to a referee. I don't think Stephen Wacom or Billy McCreary or any of the supervisors would tell Wes McCauley or Kelly Sutherland, you better make sure the penalties are relatively even tonight. You know, just let the players decide. They're calling the game. And if somebody's going to get on a run and end up with four or five penalties in a row to the penalty box, so be it. They're going to call it the way they see it, I think.
Yeah, and I think those are the two refs, Wes McCauley and Kelly Sutherland. Like, they're both good refs. Like, they're both very confident in their reserve, too. Like, I've always respected refs when they have the confidence to make a non-call. Because I think you could call a penalty every shift, really. That's the truth. There's always guys trying to reach out or do something and get away with a little gray.
I don't understand what you're saying. Make a non-call.
Just let it go.
Yeah, okay.
Keep it playing. Let's go.
Okay.
Like, quit flapping around the ice or don't, you know, like, to me, get a pulse of the game and not be a factor. Keep it within the lines of respectability on both sides, but where both teams know this is how the game is going to be called. And to me, I always noticed that veteran refs had that. They had that feel for the game.
You can tell watching
young
the series, Jamie. Like, if you bounced around from the series and watched the different games, it was like, that would have been called last night in that series. And right? These guys are just like, let them play.
But refs are, they're their own entity as themselves. I mean, Wes McCauley has a style. Kelly Sutherland has a style.
Yeah. And we all love Wes McCauley because he's colorful and he does the announcements. And
I don't think
fighting,
he needs that tonight.
The fighting thing. But I forget which game I was watching in the last week. He was in the middle of
arguing with players.
He was arguing with players or not arguing with players, like telling them, buzz off.
Yeah.
Get out of my face. And there was some backlash to him not talking to the players. And one of the teams was really mad at him. So it's always fascinating to see how a Game 7 plays out. And it's a big moment for them. And what it tells you is that in the eyes of the National Hockey League, these are two of the top guys because you've only got one Game 7. There's only one series going on. So they're going to put what they believe are their best people on it.
Bobby, how much of a positive impact does Mitch Marner's play have on his situation after this season and the offseason? I think he's a pretty proud guy, and I don't think he would ever want a situation or think it would be fair if Austin Matthews was paid up here and he was cut it in half or whatever.
No question. Now, obviously the only focus for Marner and Nylander and Matthews
is
obviously on the game, but, you know, what you do in games like this goes a long way towards determining how you're going to get paid and how you're treated at contract time. Nylander's deal, of course, is up at the end of this year. He's got to be done. Marner and Matthews are eligible for extensions after July 1. No guarantees that they get them done. I don't even know if Lou's going to be the GM of this team. So there's like a million questions before we get to how much money they're going to make. How many years are they going to get? When are they going to get it? So there's so many, but I will only say this. Mitch Marner, I watched him play junior hockey. You can see the confidence that he's got. Mitch Marner thinks of himself as good as any hockey player out there. And he's, you know, Matthews is his friend and it's not a competition. Mitch Marner thinks he's as good as it gets. That's why he's as good as he is.
Yeah. He'll be confident tonight. I'm not worried about him. Like, I am not.
I fully expect him to have a great game.
Yeah, and be comfortable and be cocky with the puck and make plays that generally you wouldn't expect in Game 7. I don't think he's going to change his game much.
Well, that's what we were just talking about. I talked to Justin Williams yesterday morning, and he's like, it's kind of like golf, Jeff. He's like, all these guys can make a six-footer. But can they make that six-footer when it's like Sunday afternoon late? He goes, you got to have some jam to be able to make a really good play when the circumstances are really tight.
Mm-hmm.
And that's these guys got
to
do.
That's Game 7 in a nutshell, right? Like, who's going to have the stones to play the game they're supposed to play, that they're capable of playing?
Yeah, and, you know, like, who's Mr. Game? Justin Williams is Game 7, Mr. Game 7. So who's Mr. Game 7 for the Leafs and the Bruins? Well, I don't know that the Leafs have one that's fully established based on history, so it could be one of the kids that steps up and does it. You know, it could be James Van Riemsdyk. In 2010, he was on that Philadelphia team that was down 3-0 in games to the Bruins, down 3-0 in the first period of Game 7.
Come back and won.
And Peter Laviolette called the timeout when it got to 3-0, and they called the timeout, and less than 3 minutes later, JVR got the goal that got Philly back in the game, and they went on to win it. On the Bruins side, it's easy. It's Brad Marchand.
Yeah.
Game 7. He doesn't get any better than Justin Williams would know this. Your Game 7 reputation doesn't get any better if you do it in Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Final. 2 goals, 1 assist, best player on the ice, dominated against the Vancouver Canucks to win them the Cup in 2011. He is the Bruins' Mr. Game 7.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, I'm glad you brought that up. Boston, I know we talk about the Leafs and their failures, but
they got
Boston's
some failures.
Had some, you know,
but you know what?
Skeletons
Again,
in the closet, too.
The Leaf failure in 13 doesn't matter. The Bruin failure in 2010 doesn't matter. The Bruins' success in 2011 doesn't matter. And in fact, what happened in games 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6 doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't.
It's what they're going to do tonight.
We can't wait for it. All right, Bob, enjoy it.
Thanks, guys.
To enjoy it tonight if you can. Enjoy the Kitchener game, too. Go Rangers. Go Rangers. Gary Roberts is going to join us. He's played in a number of Game 7s before. So we'll catch up with Gary Roberts, get his take on what Game 7 means to him, what he expects out of the Maple Leafs tonight, and we continue to tee it up. Leafs Bruins, Raptors Wizards, Blue Jays Red Sox, TFC Chivas Guadalajara. We are well aware of what's at stake tonight for the Toronto sports scene. Overdrive continues on TSN 1050 and on TSN 2. All right, Gary Roberts is going to call in here in just a moment. Gary's played in some big playoff games. Played in some big game sevens as a Maple Leaf, too.
Oh, yeah, he took down the Sens. He was part of those teams that he scored a huge overtime goal off the faceoff one night.
I think that was in triple OT, I believe.
Yeah, Corey Cross might have been involved, too.
Yeah, that was a gritty team, man.
Yep.
Triple OT. I don't know if I can handle triple OT tonight. Triple OT.
I think I was in the league at that time, and I gave a fist pump.
You would have been, yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. That would have been probably in 04, I guess. Like, Gary would have been on the team, I think, the last time the Leafs won a round.
Yeah, he would have been.
Here he is. We haven't caught up with him in quite some time. Here's Gary Roberts. How you doing, Gary?
Good, guys. How you doing tonight?
Ooh, we're jacked up for the game. How are you feeling about it?
I'm good. I just had a little little chicken, rice, vegetables, and I'm sipping on a glass of red wine, getting ready for the game, actually.
Okay.
Roy, we were talking earlier about players' preparation. Was it difficult to treat it any different in your prep? I mean, Game 7's big. Did you just try to go about it the same as every other game?
Yeah, you know what? Of course, there just seems to be a little more buzz around the game, a little buzz in the air. But honestly, I think as a professional hockey player, you find a way that you feel you need to prepare each and every day and each and every game. And I think you try to trust that, right? Like, you don't all of a sudden change something today because it's Game 7. Most guys have a routine pretty well set, obviously, by now. And I'm sure certain guys eat certain foods. They drink certain drinks, and they try as much as they can, although it's difficult and not the case. They try to keep it as normal as possible, I would assume.
What about when you're on the bench? I mean, guys always say this, once the puck drops, you just start playing. Is that true, or at any point in your career in a Game 7, were you sitting on the bench thinking, this is Game 7, like obviously it's a bit different?
Oh, it's different, and I think Jeff would agree. I mean, I've been in some Game 7s, Jeff has. I mean, they're just, it is different. You're on the edge of your seat. Obviously, we're going to look at goaltending tonight, where everybody's going to say the Leafs are going to have to beat the crowd too early in the game. I mean, for me, I think the Leafs, the games that they've lost in this series, they've tried to be somebody they're not. And in my eyes, they just need to play the way they've played all year, use their skill, use their speed. And, you know, if you're not a physical guy, it's pretty tough all of a sudden after 82 regular season games, six playoff games, to decide you're going to change your style because it's Game 7. You got to trust your instincts, trust your game, and, you know, hopefully you get a heck of a game from your goaltender to give you a chance to win.
Roy, a lot of your teammates would say that in a big game, and I know you were one of the guys that would kind of look around and either be worried about certain players, but you never had to worry about yourself, and your teammates didn't, because they knew you were going to be ready to play in a big game. Can you remember any of your teammates that you knew in a big situation would come through and have one of those games other than yourself?
Well, I look at our goaltending in Toronto when I was here. I look at Curtis Joseph, and I look at Eddie Belfour. I mean, everybody talks about how where you've played Ottawa in playoffs, and I think it's, I don't know if it's 12 wins to 6, I think is that what they say it is. I can guarantee you that the only reason we won those games are because of our goaltenders, and those two guys played so amazing in playoffs when I was a Toronto Maple Leaf. We were outchanced in every game against the Ottawa Senators. If you look at those games, we had amazing goaltending, and it's going to be no different tonight, guys. I mean, if Anderson can play like he did the last couple games, they've got a chance to win the hockey game tonight.
With Gary Roberts ahead of Game 7 tonight, puck drop in about an hour right here on TSN 1050. Home ice, how much does it factor in? I'm sure you've played big games on the road, at home. How much does it really matter?
I would say early in the game it would probably matter. You know what I mean? Like, early in the game, they're going to use their crowd. They're going to use the excitement of building Boston to try to get an edge. I would say after the first period, I don't really care where the game's played. I think it's over. I think the emotions, like you said, the guys have had 3, 4, 5 shifts under their belt. It is what it is at that point. You just hope for us and for Toronto tonight that they can, you know, if it's a tie game after the first period, I'm going to feel pretty good about Toronto's chances.
With Leaf great Gary Roberts, you would have come out of the ACC after winning series in the early 2000s, and I'm sure you remember Yonge Street and downtown just around the ACC was crazy. We haven't experienced that in 14 years because they haven't won a playoff round in 14 years. Take us through that. I mean, what was that like as a player? You walk out and the downtown is just going nuts.
Absolutely nuts. I think back to 2002. For me, probably the fondest memory, other than winning a Stanley Cup in Calgary in 89, being a Toronto Maple Leaf during the 2002 playoffs, they were stopping in front of my house. They were putting signs in my yard, "Roberts, you rock," and screaming and beeping horns. And I can say lying in bed at like 3 o'clock in the morning, I was living right off of Yonge Street. I lived over in the Lawrence Park area. And I can tell you that I heard so much noise. I don't think I slept the whole night after we did win the first couple series in that playoff round. It's an amazing city, and well-deserved. The Leafs have waited a long time for a night like this. I canceled a tryout for my minor Bantam team tonight, so everybody could stay home and watch hockey. Other friends of mine had a concert they were going to go to tonight. They had bought tickets, High Valleys in Oshawa tonight. Everybody's staying home to watch the Leafs play Game 7. So it's a buzz around Ontario tonight, and let's just hope we come out on top this year.
Old High Valley in Oshawa couldn't have been that tough to get out of Rob's career. What the hell's going on?
Well, when you're in your 50s, Jeff, you know, like, you got, it's time to slow down here a little bit.
I get it, but High Valley in the Schwa, that can always be done.
I thought I could go to a bar in the Schwa maybe and watch the hockey game, and my wife and her friends could go to High Valley, but I didn't know if I was going to be safe in a bar in Oshawa tonight.
No kidding, man. You're never safe in a bar in Oshawa, ever. So if you're at home, are you on, like, the bike, the elliptical? What's your routine for the game then tonight?
Tonight? Well, no, like I said, I've already got friends that were going to actually go to the concert. They're coming over. I've got a couple bottles of red wine and some appetizers, and we're gonna have a little Leaf party tonight, you know, for, like I said to Jeff, in your 50s, I mean, that's a couple glasses of wine, a little... You know, a little olive cheese, a little bit of salami, and easy.
Nice. Do you know the O Dog's go-to snack? Do you want to reveal that to?
He knows it all. He's okay. Seen enough of it.
I've seen enough of this for years, right? I've tried, and I keep offering. And he doesn't really take me up on it very often. But hopefully, if I help him with his nutrition at some point, and he buys in, he can help me with my golf game.
There you go.
That sounds like a fair trade to me, buddy. I just don't know who's a bigger accomplishment to fix, because both are pretty ugly.
Both are pretty ugly. Both are ugly for sure. Yeah. But,
well, let's get a Leaf win tonight, and you guys can figure that out.
Yeah.
Enjoy the party. Enjoy the game. Thank you for doing this, Gary.
All right. Cheers, guys. Good luck tonight.
There's Gary Roberts. Yeah, if he was living at Yonge and Lawrence, that's pretty far up Yonge Street too. If you were hearing people going crazy,
yeah, and it was right off the street, yeah, you could hear it all.
Do you remember where he lived?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I crashed there a few times.
Uninvited?
No, he was aware of it. There was other people involved too. I don't think he was too thrilled about that. But I didn't have a place in Toronto, and I was like, "Robs, I need somewhere to stay." And I don't think he's thrilled about the time of evening I was coming home and what was going on.
So you're like an exchange student almost, like you had a key for the back door.
Yeah.
And
then in the morning, there's people got to get out of the house. It was just.
Yeah, I hear you.
This guy's still in the playoffs.
Oh, you were like playing, you were with
home for
Carolina, and you were here and you were probably trying to get tickets to the game.
Did
you
go probably at the game and out.
I see. Okay.
And I needed some place to work. It was his place.
It was Gary Roberts' place. Well, what was that, High Valley in Oshawa tonight?
Dude, I've never heard of High Valley.
Were you going to that, Mullen? You wouldn't
have
been going
there. No chance. I don't even know who High Valley is.
I've never heard of them either. Is that a
band?
Sounds
like the Beach Boys or something.
I don't know. That does not sound like a good time. High Valley in Oshawa.
If you ever sent me an email or text saying you want to do High Valley in the Schwa tonight, it's just a block.
Oh, it's a Canadian country music duo. So I don't know. I guess it's a country band. Good luck. Feathers. Like, who's going to see anything tonight?
There's
going
to be three. Somebody, if anyone's going to that concert, take a picture of the three people in it. Because there's not going to be more than that.
I don't believe it. I don't know how many people are going to be at the Rogers Centre tonight.
Jesus.
That scared the hell out of you. Noodles coming in the back door. I heard you on Leafs Lunch today complaining about people like coming up behind you or tapping you on the shoulder and stuff. And You're a jittery guy.
I don't like it. I don't like it.
You know, like what? Saddlers? The people that saddle up to you?
That's what he was saying earlier today. Have you ever heard of the band High Valley?
No.
Okay.
I'm usually a big music guy, but I...
We were just saying, Gary Roberts was like, yeah, you know, we were thinking about doing High Valley in Oshawa tonight, and I said, what the hell's that? There's going to be three people at that concert.
No, there won't.
Yes!
There are a lot of diehard music fans that aren't diehard sports fans.
Well, that's true. Yeah, it's true. I mean, there's a lot of people in the GTA, but they're playing in Oshawa. It's not like they're playing on the Danforth or something. That's what I said. Maybe
Mullins is just dialed into that.
Well, and Gary Roberts said that he canceled a minor bantam tryout tonight. He's going to make those kids pay a price tomorrow.
He'll put himself through the ringer, too.
Yeah, he will.
Well, he's having into wine the vino tonight. And the cheese and the olives.
Olives.
He'll train tomorrow like Rocky Balboa to get rid of from his body.
Yeah.
Did you ask him about being aggressive in...
No, we forgot to.
How do you not ask him about being aggressive in an alumni game?
I know. It just never came
that's
up.
That's his job.
No, we were talking... honestly, I wasn't even thinking about it, but he was giving great answers about being a Leaf and winning series and all that
goals,
kind of stuff.
Performances.
It's tough to, it's
you know,
tough
how
to,
do you transition into... To. Were you really trying to beat the hell out of Chris Draper?
He was, though.
Oh, I know he was. I don't need confirmation. I think we know the answer to it. Alumni game, BMO Field, 2 years ago.
I'd like to hear his side of the story and how he felt that maybe he was having a little bit of fun and then it turned a little serious.
Okay, we'll get to that. Next time we have Gary Roberts on, if they move on in the next round, we'll bug him again.
There we go.
So we're teeing up the games tonight. We'll get to our best bets brought to you by ProLine. I think we're all in on this four-game parlay, TFC, Jays, Raptors, Maple Leafs tonight. And Fred Van Fleet, we should point out, not playing tonight. So not a go tonight. And that's a big hit. I mean, he's been a really, really prominent piece for the Raptors this year. And it's a pivotal game for them. You can hear that on News Talk 1010 tonight in Toronto. The Leaf game can be heard right here on TSN 1050. You can watch the Raptors game on TSN. We'll come back and put a bow in the afternoon, recap, and look back on the poll question that has a lot of people buzzing on Twitter. And we'll keep teeing up the big night tonight in Toronto. Overdrive continues, TSN 1050 and on the TSN Go app. All right, time now for our best bets brought to you by ProLine. Our friend AC ran to the store for us, which is amazing.
Yeah. Great idea for a producer to do that.
Well, and I guess we're going to have to split the winnings with her too, right?
Yeah.
No, we paid her back.
Well,
doesn't matter. She's got to be in on the ticket.
Yeah, it's
four ways.
She's in on
not
the ticket.
Involved.
She just
she's
got
not
married.
Shipping it.
We have the ticket right here. She went out and got it. So
gas money.
I love her, but I'm not into that at all.
I'll split. She can have half of mine.
Absolutely.
No, not mine.
So we got the Jays winning tonight. We got the Leafs winning tonight. We got TFC winning tonight. Throw down 20 and it scores $288.40.
No Blue Jays?
Couldn't get the Raptors
on sorry,
there.
No Raptors?
Raps off the board, I guess.
And no Marlies?
Man, you're stacking hundos, huh? You're a big shot.
This guy's...
I've won a couple of pools recently, so I'm feeling it.
Really?
Yes.
Beansy.
Find my picks, our picks, on Twitter at TSN 1050 Radio and get way into the game with ProLine. It's the sports betting game that lets you turn small wagers into big excitement. ProLine, get way into the game. So, lineup for the Leafs. We don't know if Komarov's going or not tonight.
Didn't they just release... the Maple Leafs just released what
I didn't
they thought
see that.
The lineup was going to be. Komarov not in it.
Yeah, right? I can't imagine he would be playing.
Yeah.
But I thought he was taking the warm-up, and they always go through that routine, and... So, I haven't seen that. If you saw that?
It says, the Toronto Maple Leafs tweeted out projected lines.
Projected lines, okay.
But that's, I mean, why would they allow that on the Twitter account?
Well, because it's some guy up in the, who's in Toronto.
I don't think that means anything anyway.
You think Babcock is going to be like, oh, we tweeted it out. I guess I have to play Johnson now.
I'm just saying, like, I
projected lines and what's anything?
No, there's no surprise there because I don't think Leo's going to play tonight.
No, he's not. You don't change a winning lineup.
Guy, I think that's, you could pretty much, I wouldn't say bank by that, but I would say that's what it's going to look like. Hyman, Matthews, Brown, Marlowe, Kadri.
Kadri moving up.
Yeah.
Kadri needs to have
KBR,
a big
KBR, Bozak, Kapanen, Johnson, Plekanec, Nylander, Riley Hainsey, Gardner, Zaitsev, Dermott, Polak.
Freddie Anderson in that. They all have to play well. Like, it's easy for us to pick one guy and be like, they all have to play well.
Yeah.
Because if you play poorly in a game 7... you know, it can't happen. It's not going to look good on you, and you're going to open yourself up to being exposed. So this is what we wait for, man. We've been playing fantasy GM. Leaf fans have been doing this for so long. You know, what are they going to do at the draft? Can they win the draft lottery? Who do they sign in free agency? What kind of trade do they make? All that kind of stuff is behind you now.
Right.
This is the payoff. A real game with real stakes. Game 7 tonight in Boston.
Yep.
Cannot wait for it tonight.
Should be a good one.
Should be a great one. Big game 5 tonight as well on TSN. Raptors, Wizards, Blue Jays, Red Sox. TFC in action tonight. It's just complete go time.
And regardless of what happens in all the different sporting events tonight, we're going to break them all down tomorrow.
Oh, we are absolutely going to break them down tomorrow.
4 p.m.
Are you going to be here 100% tomorrow at 4 p.m.?
I'm not going to lie. I'm really under the weather, but I have to gut it out because Jamie is going to be away.
One day.
Noodles will not be here tomorrow.
I will be here Friday. So
Do you think you're talking Leafs Lightning when you return to that chair?
Yes.
Well, I don't know. I said double overtime tonight. Wow. That's the only thing that I predicted.
Okay.
I hope so. Because we need lots to talk about. Put it that way.
Well, there's going to be, regardless. I mean, the Raptors, game 6 is a guarantee it's happening.
Yeah.
Second round's going to be fun.
It's going to be great.
Let's not put the cart before the horse. Who knows? Just enjoy it. I mean, don't get too crazy. Enjoy it down there in Maple Leaf Square. I think the city's prepared for it tonight. The weather not necessarily doing us any favors, but if you're down there, enjoy yourself. And you're going to be rooting for the Leafs, Raptors, Jays, TFC. We've been talking about it all day.
Four-pack.
It's a four-pack of glory potentially tonight. Or heartbreak. I mean, you never know. That's why they play the game.
It could go sideways. You never know.
It could. The pregame is up next on TSN 1050. Jim Taddy and Greg Gilbert will be in here to set you up for Game 7. And then you can hear it right here on TSN 1050. Puck drop at 7:30 with Joe Bowen and Jim Ralph right here on TSN Radio. Raptors game on TSN tonight. TFC on TSN tonight. We are out of here. Enjoy your evenings. Enjoy the games. We're back tomorrow at 4 p.m.
We'll chat then.